I had a friend and a colleague die this week from a routine surgery, and she leaves behind a husband, a congregation, and two kids. Life is not fair. We all have those moments from time to time when we realize this, whether we see it in someone else or we experience it in our own lives. As I'm raising my kids, I think a lot about fairness for them as well. And we have this feeling from the time we're a child that life should be fair. I work really hard to treat my kids fairly. I want them both to feel equally loved and supported, and when necessary, equally corrected in their mistakes. But is this just setting them up for disappointment later on when they realize how unfair life is? Because as we grow, we see more and more the unfairness of our world. When I was a chaplain during seminary, I got called to the emergency room one night, and you never knew what you were going to get when you walked into the room. It could be totally chaotic with doctors and nurses everywhere, but this time there was just one man lying in the bed and the room was pretty dark. The other unusual thing was that there were two police officers sitting next to him. The man was obviously quite drunk, and the police were waiting because as soon as his blood alcohol level dropped low enough for him to be discharged, they were going to arrest him. I tried to talk to this man to see if there was any family he wanted me to call and to offer him some care. The police officers were visibly upset by this. They squirmed in their seats. One of them finally burst out, "Don't you know what he's done?" It's hard for us to imagine that God could give grace to people that we think have done wrong or we know have done wrong. It's easier to stay angry or judgmental, to think that they don't deserve God's grace. But if we're really truthful, we know we aren't always the most faithful to God either. But luckily, it's not about us. It's about what God does. God doesn't just look at our failures. God looks at us through a different reality, the reality of grace. Grace can be really hard for us to understand and accept. Grace is God's kindness. It's God's gift to us, an act of giving us what we don't deserve, but in a good way. If we're honest, we know we can't earn God's grace because we know we mess up too. Just look at this story Jesus told in the gospel today, which I'm going to retell with some creative liberties that another pastor shared with me. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a man who had two sons. He said to the first son, 'Will you go and work in the vineyard today? The vineyard is a mess. There is so much work to be done. Picking up the rocks, planting, pruning, picking grapes, producing wine. Will you go and do the work in the vineyard today?' And the older son said, 'I am too busy. I can't go.' So the father went to his younger son, who said, 'Of course you can count on me.' But he didn't go. He let his father down and didn't do the work he was asked to do. But later the older son found time to go to the vineyard and help out his father. But when he got there, he was surprised. Because when the father realized that neither of his children had come, he approached people from the lower rungs of society to see if they would do the work. He approached the tax collectors, the pimps and prostitutes, the bookies, and all those people that they thought were beneath them. And he asked them the questions, 'Will you work in my vineyard? It's a mess. The world is a mess. Will you help me? Would you care for the sick, the dying, the blind, and the lame? Would you feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit those in prison?' And the tax collectors and prostitutes said, 'Are you crazy?' And they started to walk away from the landowner and the vineyard, from the mess. But they took a second look and had a change of heart, and went and did that work that needed to be done. And Jesus looked the Pharisees in the eyes and asked them the question, which of the two sons was faithful to the father's will? And the answer was obvious. Jesus continued, and so the tax collectors and prostitutes will enter the kingdom of God before you Pharisees, even though you look so religious and seem so religious. Ouch. It's kind of a tough thing to hear, especially someone standing up here looking pretty religious, and all of us here sitting in church. It can be easy for us to think that we have it all together, that we have all the answers, and that nobody can tell us any different. When we see someone we judge to be unworthy getting something better than what we have, we get angry, and we think it's unfair. And maybe it is. The same is true, though, when it comes to God's grace. It's definitely not fair by the standards of the world. We aren't the judges who is worthy and who isn't. We all need God's grace. In a world of division and injustice, can that be something that unites all of us? Can we all find a common ground in our brokenness and the brokenness of our world? Instead of judging someone else by their brokenness, can we see our own failings tied up with theirs and find the way forward together in the grace of God? There are so many things we don't agree on in our world, in our congregation, in our greater church. I was a visitor at the ELCA Churchwide Assembly where the vote was taken to ordain people in same-sex clergy and same-sex committed relationships, which, as you can imagine, many people had passionate, differing opinions on. I was very impressed with the leadership of Mark Hansen, who was our bishop of the whole ELCA. At the time, we call it the presiding bishop. He talked about how, even in our differences, we are united at the foot of the cross. We all need Jesus. We as a church sit at his feet and hear his wisdom every week. We all strive to follow his words, and we all fail. Without Jesus, we're all that second son in the parable, saying that we'll do the work of our Father, but then skipping out. So each week we come back again to hear the word and be fed by his body and blood, to be washed again in God's grace. If God can extend grace to anyone, even the sinners, the prostitutes, it has to be true for all of us. It has to be true for everyone, even when we might not like it. In the reading from Ezekiel, we heard God's people saying, "The way of the Lord is unfair." But God says, "Maybe it's your ways that are unfair." We can't judge God by our own standards, because God's ways are not our ways, and that is good news. Amen.